Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
Today, we are going to talk about how to fix low engagement on your YouTube videos. But first, what do we mean by low engagement?
So you have a ton of subscribers, you have a ton of followers, but then you release a video and you barely get any views. That's low engagement. Also, low engagement is you start getting the views and you're getting no likes, no comments. Technically, you won't really have to worry about the likes or the dislikes, but you have to worry about the comments.
Yep. What I would say in terms of low engagement, last week was something I discovered. I had a regular interview. By the way, I was using this camera. I don't think I was using this camera, but I interviewed this guy. His name is George Gammon. And funny enough, he's a great teacher he's an investor, but he teaches macroeconomics on YouTube. He's blowing up right now because everyone's like, what's going to happen to the economy? This macroeconomics thing, like nobody understands anything, but he's explaining everything really well. So everyone's searching for his name. I did an interview with him last week. I didn't really optimize a lot. I was just really writing the name and I just wrote a good title. It's like how to prepare for what's coming. The suspense. And I put his name with George Gammon. And that video just took off. I ranked number one for his YouTube search term for a couple of days. My engagement shot through the roof. I think it was like a couple hundred likes or so. For my YouTube channel, it's pretty good. We're at 15,000 views over the last couple of days or so. And I think it'll continue to rise. But my point is, oftentimes, we're going to give you a couple other practical tips, but sometimes the best thing you can do, I didn't even have a good thumbnail. It wasn't even optimized. It just did well because I had a keyword that was trending and my title had some suspense in it. And that did really well.
Yeah, evoking curiosity works so well. The moment you evoke curiosity, people really want to click. Another thing that I've done to increase engagement on YouTube is create a conversation. You have all these videos. Why not ask people to leave a comment or ask a question within your YouTube video? So let's say I'm talking about SEO and I'm recording a video that talks about local SEO and dominating the listings in your city. I may ask a question like, have you submitted your business to Google My Business? Let me know below. Just leave a yes or no. And things like that really increase engagement. What you'll find is some people will leave the yeses and nos, but there's other people who leave more than the yeses or nos. Like they'll be like, yes, I'm in Google My Business, but for some reason, my pictures aren't showing up correctly. I'm not getting the results. Or some people are like, no, I've never heard of it. How does it work? How do I get set up? What's a process? You want to evoke people wanting to leave responses or questions or more so comments, but you do that through questions. So just ask questions within your videos. It's a really simple way.
Similar to that, I mean, what you can do is, it's so funny, I'm like going here and going here. What you can do is you can bribe people. So what do I mean by that? If you go to Noah Kagan's YouTube videos, as an example, recently he's been saying, hey, like, you know, if you want access to this, this, and this, leave a comment, maybe you're in for a drawing. I know another YouTuber, he does the same. Alex Becker does this. I give away all my courses, they're worth a couple of $1,000. But by bribing people, so for example, if you have any ebook, courses, whatever, or it's a video on SEO and you have an SEO PDF, say, hey, we have this really special SEO report with, you know, data that you can't get anywhere else. Leave a comment if you want access to that and we'll give you access, right? And that will help.
Yep. And then the other thing too is make sure you're looking at other videos that have already done well on YouTube and those topics tend to do well. Look for the videos also by those authors who have hits on the videos of theirs that didn't do well and that'll give you an idea of what didn't do well. You also want to, in essence, create more content that people love and avoid creating content that people hate. Doesn't matter how big your following is, if you create content that people hate, you're not going to get the engagement.
I would just say we've talked about this recently, but you know the way the YouTube algorithm works, it's pretty straightforward in terms of if they see you perform on something, just look at the analytics, go to YouTube Studio, just look at the videos that perform well. Usually you're going to see a theme. So for example, my channel or Neil's channel, it's going to be around marketing. We're going to probably do even better on SEO type videos, and that's just a fact. And so they want you to make more of those. They're kind of guiding you in that direction. So make use of analytics look at what are the top videos, do more of those, and you're going to get higher engagement. It's just simple. Use the numbers.
Yep.
All right. So that is it for today. Before we go, go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn about our virtual event and also our live event. They're both in the same application. Apply. If it seems like it's a good fit, Neil and I will reach out to you. We've just been going through applications recently, and there's a lot of great people. We're talking 7 to 9 figure entrepreneurs and executives. And so our next event's coming up soon. It's free to apply. And that being said, we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.